Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Millies. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hughes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hughes moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Hale moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Averill moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians too, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Millie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hughes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluch hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0 for 1 in the game. Millies hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes bunts for a single. Brown moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Hughes moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0-for-2 in the game. Millies hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Millies moves to third. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Millies scores. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock bunts towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Millies hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. There goes Kress trying to get to third. Weatherly throws the ball into Hale, who tags Kress for the out. It's 6-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Millies and he is out, Lewis applying the tag. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. QL is hit by the pitch. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 4 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.